27th. Holy. Okay.
We're ready now.
Really good evening now. Welcome. The first thing on our agenda is a Pledge of Allegiance. If you would all please rise and repeat the Pledge of Allegiance with me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The next on our agenda is a roll call. Commissioner Hammer.
Here.
Commissioner Dunn.
Here.
Commissioner Hamilton.
Here.
Commissioner Jensen.
Here.
Commissioner Smith.
Here.
I'm Chairman Robinson. I also am here. We want to excuse Commissioners Sloan and Gochis. Also excuse Councilmember Manzione. Recognize Councilman Hansen, Mr. Baker, Mr. Hansen, Mr. Agard, and Mr. Bolser. Next on the agenda, the continuing ongoing public hearing and decision on the zoning map amendment request by Twill Industrial Land Holdings for 167 acres located at approximately 2000 North, 1400 West. Mr. Bolser, welcome back.
Thank you. Mr. Agard will actually be presenting this item. I just wanted to make a clarification for the record. Your agenda does say public hearing and decision, which is correct. However, I just don't want it to be construed as you are the final decision. Your decision this evening that is before you is a recommendation to the council. So this is not the final decision. It does still have to go to the council. So I just want to make clear for the record, as well as those viewing, that although your agenda does say decision on this one, that decision is in the form of a recommendation to the council.
Thank you. Mr. Agard.
Thank you, commissioners. This zoning map amendment application was tabled at your last meeting to provide the applicant with the opportunity to reconsider their application to be more in line with the existing land use map of the general plan. The applicant has revised their application to do just that, to completely comply with the land use map. The property involved in the zoning map request had been reduced in size to the J-shaped parcel highlighted in red on the aerial photograph. The properties are located north of SR 112 and the Bollander properties. The properties are currently zoned RR5 on the northern property and the GC General Commercial on the southern property. You'll notice that there's various zones surrounding the subject property. We have some neighborhood commercial to the north, some RR5 and light industrial to the east, and then some industrial R17 and general commercial down around the southern leg of the property. The R17 zoning to the east is a holding zone that was established by the Tooele City or Tooele Overlake Settlement Agreement. So that zone over there isn't necessarily what's going to exist there. It was just established during the settlement agreement with Tooele City. The land use map of the general plan indicates the northern property to be light industrial and the southern property to be industrial. And the applicant is requesting the zoning map to be pretty much what the general plan reflects, light industrial on the north and industrial on the south. If you have any questions, happy to answer those. The applicant's here to answer questions for you as well.
Thank you, Mr. Agard. Any questions for staff on this agenda item from the commissioners? If not, this one is the one that the public hearing was left open from 2 weeks ago, so the public hearing is still open. Does the applicant want to come forward and address anything additional that wasn't said 2 weeks ago or by Mr. Agard?
Yes.
Okay.
I am Brad Boardman with Tooele Industrial Land Holdings. Just as a follow-up, appreciate that we come back and that we tabled the discussion from last time. But as a follow-up, one of the discussions we had was regarding the R17 piece. That is owned by Drew Hall, and we have talked with Drew, and he is in the process of putting together an application to rezone that to general industrial, similar to what we're doing. And so there won't be an orphan isolated residential zone right in the middle of everything. So just for your knowledge. Since the last meeting, we worked with Andrew and the rest of the staff there and just followed their recommendation and that we rezone it to what the general plan is. So I don't have anything other than that to say, other than hopefully we're following what Twila wants. So,
okay.
I don't know if there's any questions or.
Thank you, Mr. Boardman. Any questions for the applicant from members of the commission? Anyone else want to come forward in this public hearing and address it? This agenda item, that is. If not, we will close the public hearing. And is there any further comments, questions from the commission? If not, I will entertain a motion on a recommendation on this agenda item.
I have just a comment.
This is
a zoning map amendment, and it is on the map. It does say light industrial, but it is currently zoned general commercial. So I am against changing any general commercial to industrial, and I'll be voting no. Just to make a statement.
Thank you, Commissioner Smith. Any other comments, concerns from the commissioners? If not, I will entertain a motion on a recommendation.
I do think that's a prime spot for a house in that R17. It'd be great. Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion. I move we forward a positive recommendation to this Twila City Council for the Twila Industrial Zoning Map Amendment request by Brad Boardman, representing Twila Industrial Land Holdings, Sitla, and GB Twila Land Holdings, reassigning the zoning of the subject properties located approximately 2000 North, 1400 West to the LI Light Industrial Zoning District, 160.2 acres, and the I Industrial Zoning District, 51.77 acres, application number P22-672, based on the findings and subject to the conditions listed in the staff report dated July 8th, 2022.
There's a motion for a positive recommendation by Commissioner Hamilton. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Commissioner Jensen. Any discussion on the motion? If not, we'll take this to a vote. Commissioner Hammer?
Aye.
Commissioner Dunn?
Aye.
Commissioner Hamilton?
Aye.
Commissioner Jensen?
Aye.
Commissioner Smith?
No.
Chair also votes aye. That moves forward with a 5-1 positive recommendation. Next on the agenda, a public hearing and decision on a conditional use permit request by Scott Momer of Lars Anderson & Associates to authorize the use of heavy equipment sales and rental at Home Depot, 222 East, 2400 North. Mr. Agard.
Thank you, Commissioners. This conditional use permit application applies to the Home Depot property and is outlined in red on the aerial photograph. The property is zoned general commercial and is surrounded on all sides by general commercial zoning. The applicant wishes to operate a heavy equipment rental business and requires a conditional use permit to authorize the use of heavy equipment sales and rental as an accessory use to an established retail use. The Home Depot is an established retail use and thus qualifies for the conditional use permit. The rental center will be operated out of a fenced enclosure at the southeast corner of the building and is proposing to occupy 18 existing parking stalls for the storage and display of equipment on trailers as well as trucks for rental. One concern that staff had about this proposed use is the loss of available parking. Using an aerial map of existing conditions, the Home Depot provides approximately 420 parking stalls and is overparked by an estimated 100 parking stalls when using the available parking standards found in the city's parking ordinances. However, anyone who shops at this Home Depot knows that some of this parking is often encumbered by seasonal display and storage of sheds, water tanks, mulches, topsoils, and sometimes plant material. This Home Depot can become busy during certain seasons of the year, and any loss of parking could result in tighter parking conditions for those visiting the store. Staff wanted to be sure that the loss of the 18 parking stalls does not result in a significant problem for parking. At staff's direction, the applicant has provided some parking information comparing the location with other locations and, although using a different parking standard from that of the city code, has indicated that the store has ample parking to absorb the 18 parking stalls used for the rental business. They also provided this site plan, which delineates the seasonal storage areas, trailer storage areas, and areas used for the rental center display and storage. After removing these areas, the applicant has indicated that there will still be 353 available parking stalls, and that exceeds their parking standard by 169 parking stalls. When applying the city's parking standards, staff is confident that 353 parking stalls still exceeds the ordinance requirement for parking on the site. So the applicant has resolved staff's concerns concerning the parking. I believe there is sufficient parking there to still meet our ordinance and to utilize the 18 stalls for the business. This item is a public hearing. Notices were sent to the property owners within 200 feet. Have not received any comments or concerns from those within the noticing radius. Staff's recommending approval of the conditional use permit with the conditions listed in your staff report. If you have any questions, happy to answer those for you.
Thank you, Mr. Agard. Any questions for staff by the commission?
I do.
Commissioner Smith.
So with these places that they put the stuff out in the parking lot, doesn't that increase their cell space, which then increases the amount of parking needed?
The enclosure would increase the amount of parking needed,
but
slightly.
The sheds, the all that stuff they put up on the north side, that wouldn't.
Well, the way the parking
in a shopping area, not a.
The parking requirement is calculated by, for general retail, one space per 300 square feet of floor space, and then for appliance retail, it's one space per 600 square feet of floor space. And by applying those two parking standards, I believe they have well sufficient parking for that.
So the parts they use in the parking lot wouldn't be considered cell space?
It has not been considered as part of their floor space.
Okay.
Any other questions for staff from the commission? If not, this item does require a public hearing. We'll open up the public hearing and allow that to go on, and then if the applicant's here and wants to say anything or if we have any questions for the applicant, we'll deal with him after the public hearing is closed. So any members of the public that want to come forward and address this agenda item, now is the time to do so. Seeing no rush, we will close the public hearing. Is the applicant here? Oh, so they are not here. So we don't get to ask them any questions. Well, so be it. We'll bring it back to the commission for any questions, concerns, discussions before someone makes a motion on this agenda item.
Hi, Chairman.
Commissioner
Hemme. Guess my only discussion item would be, it doesn't feel like there are excess parking stalls when I go to Home Depot. So this is a concern. I'm looking at the map, and I do see that all those parking spaces that are on the east side, I never consider parking there, so I'll have to do that in the future, I guess. This is passed.
And I'm supposing that the scenario that they gave with the temporary seasonal items in the parking lot, that's worst-case scenario, right, Andrew? That's the impression that I got from their emails.
That's the impression I got as well. Being a frequenter of this store, I can tell you that the seasonal stuff doesn't always stay in that little box.
Nor does it go away when the dates they gave us say, because it's still there now. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that my assumption was in line with somebody else's, so thanks. Any further discussion on this item? If not, someone want to make a motion?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion.
Commissioner Jensen, please do.
I move we approve the conditional use permit request by Scott Momer, representing Lars Anderson and Associates, to permit the use of heavy equipment sales and rental inside of an existing retail store located at 222 East 2400 North, application number P22-323, based on the findings and subject to the conditions listed in the staff report dated July 19th, 2022.
There's a motion for approval by Commissioner Jensen. The chair will second that motion. Any discussion on the motion? If not, we'll take it to a vote. Commissioner Hammer?
Aye.
Commissioner Dunn?
Aye.
Commissioner Hamilton?
Aye.
Commissioner Jensen?
Aye.
Commissioner Smith?
Aye.
Chair also votes aye. That conditional use permit is approved. 6-0. Next, Public hearing and a decision on a conditional use permit request by Austin Horax representing Volusol to authorize chemical manufacture and storage for a property located at 1735 West I Avenue on 1.91 acres in the industrial zoning district. Mr. Agard.
Thank you, commissioners. This conditional use permit involves the existing warehouse building and is located in the Peterson Industrial Depot, outlined in red on the aerial photograph. This property rests north of H Avenue and east of Lodestone Way, and the entire area is industrial. The property bears the PID Industrial Zoning District, as do all of the surrounding properties. The applicant, that's the wrong zoning map. Let me move on. The applicant, Volusol, is requesting a conditional use permit to authorize the use of chemical manufacture and storage to be conducted at the property. Volusol uses existing chemicals to produce additional chemicals, particularly the manufacture of diagnostic reagents, stains, and buffers used for medical diagnostic purposes. The chemicals that would be stored on the site and used in the manufacturing process are acetone, ethyl alcohol, isopropyl alcohol, methanol, and xylene. The applicant has provided material safety data sheets for each of those chemicals, and those sheets were included in your packets. The applicant has also provided a fire suppression design, and this, along with the chemical descriptions, were forwarded to the Tooele City Fire Chief, who conducted meetings with the applicant and discussed at length the process, storage of the chemicals, and the fire protection. The fire chief has recommended approval of what they are proposing to do with the chemicals on the site. The facility will also provide two 16,000-gallon storage tanks on the exterior of the building. You see them on the north elevation there. And then they provided this image of this description of the tanks. The storage of chemicals always brings the potential of leakage or spills. The entire site is paved with impervious concrete or asphalt. However, the city engineer and fire chief recommend that the business follow all local, state, and federal standards for spill containment, and that the area around the tanks be graded in a manner that keeps any spilled chemicals from draining away from the site into adjacent drainages or properties. The city engineer has recommended approval of the CUP with an added condition regarding these issues. It's condition number 6 in your report. This item is a public hearing, and notices were sent to property owners within 200 feet of the subject property. I have not received any comments or concerns from those within the radius of noticing. So we're recommending approval of the conditional use permit with the 6 conditions in your report. If you have any questions, I'm probably not very good at answering them for you, but I believe the applicant is here who can address any of your concerns or questions. So.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Agard. First, we'll have any questions, concerns for staff by the commissioners that Mr. Agard can't answer. Okay, we'll go ahead and open the public hearing, see if there's any comment from the public, and then we'll let the applicant speak when that is over. So the public hearing is now open. If anyone wants to address this agenda item, they may come forward now. Seeing no rush, we will close the public hearing. And then, the applicant, is there anything that you wish to add to Mr. Agard's spiel? Or
I thought he did a great job. Just went. We're an existing business. We operate out of West Valley. We look forward to doing business out of Tooele County. So certainly my son, Austin, has designed all the, we're using Summit as a fire suppression. They're designing this, so we would comply with all of those conditions that you're indicating there. But we do business today. It's not like it's new to us, so.
Okay.
Thanks.
Any
questions for me?
If not, thank you. Would you please make sure you put your name down at the sure. back there with our note taker? No questions for the applicant by the commission? Any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, I have something.
Mr. Johnson.
I really appreciate the fire suppression, all the extra information that you guys gave, but I think it might be pertinent that we're not approving any of that at this point because it's pretty complicated. So,
okay, thank you, Commissioner Jensen. And that's as thick as this packet was and as interesting it was for a chemistry nerd like me to read, it's good that we have a fire chief that's willing to look at it and give his expertise as well. So we're grateful to our fire department. Any other questions, comments, concerns from the commission? If not, I'll entertain a motion on this item.
Mr. Chair, I move we approve the conditional use permit request by Austin Horrocks, representing Valusol, authorizing the use of chemical manufacture and storage to occur at 1736 West H Avenue, application number P22-765, based on the findings and subject to the conditions listed in the staff report dated July 20th, 2022.
There's a motion to approve by Commissioner Hamilton. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Commissioner Hammer. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take it to a vote. Commissioner Hammer?
Aye.
Commissioner Dunn?
Aye.
Commissioner Hamilton?
Aye.
Commissioner Jensen?
Aye.
Commissioner Smith?
No.
Chair votes aye. That is approved 5-1. Next on the agenda, a recommendation on a subdivision plat amendment request by the Lex Apartments to subdivide lot 102 of the existing subdivision plat located approximately 1202 North Franks Drive in the MR16 zone. Mr. Agard.
Thank you, Commissioners. This subdivision plat amendment application involves the 10.6-acre parcel highlighted in red on the map. The property is located north of 1200 North and east of Franks Drive and is currently under development as a rental apartment complex. The subdivision is being conducted for the purposes of ownership and project delineation. The property is currently zoned MR16, as are properties to the east, to the south, and to the west. And then we have some R17 zoning located to the north. All of these properties, except for the property to the east, are located within the Lexington Greens master development. The applicant is proposing to subdivide lot 102 of the existing Lexington and Overlake subdivision plat by splitting lot 102 into two lots. Lot 1 of the new plat will be 3.2 acres, and lot 2 will maintain 7.4 acres. Both lots have ample public street frontage for access and utilities along 1300 North and 1200 North and are of sufficient size and depth and width. Tooele City staff have reviewed the proposed subdivision plat and are confident the subdivision meets or exceeds all requirements for lots and roads as required by the MR16 Zoning Code and other development-related ordinances, and we are recommending approval with the basic conditions listed in your staff report. Have any questions? Happy to answer them for you.
Thank you, Mr. Agard. Any questions for staff on this item? If not, any discussion, comments, questions, concerns on this subdivision plat amendment? If not, the chair will move we forward a positive recommendation on the Lexington and Overlake Subdivision Amendment 2 Subdivision Plat Amendment request by Adam Sapers based on the findings and subject to the conditions listed in the staff report dated 19 July 2022. Is there a second on that motion?
Well, second.
Seconded by Commissioner Hamilton. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take it to a vote. Commissioner Hammer?
Aye.
Commissioner Dunn?
Aye.
Commissioner Hamilton?
Aye.
Commissioner Jensen?
Aye.
Commissioner Smith?
Aye.
Chair also votes aye. That gets a positive recommendation. That's 6-0. Next on the agenda. Now I have to go back to my main thing. Recommendation on the Sunset Villas preliminary subdivision plan at 2000 North Barra Boulevard in the MR8 zoning district for 4.6 acres. Mr. Agard.
Thank you, Commissioners. The subdivision plan involves the 4.6 acre parcel located at the northwest corner of 2000 North and Barra Boulevard. The property is currently zoned MR8 with some R18 to the north and west, some overlake zoning to the south, and some general commercial zoning to the east. The applicant is requesting a preliminary subdivision plan to facilitate the construction of an owner-occupied townhouse development. The proposed subdivision plan proposes to create 36 lots, each approximately 26 feet wide and 47 feet deep, and approximately 1220 square feet. Each of these lots will be the footprint of the townhome proposed to be constructed above it. There are no lot size minimum restrictions in the MR8 zoning district. This is done in order to facilitate private ownership of townhouses such as those proposed in this development. The subdivision plan also proposes the creation of limited common areas such as driveways, entrances, and private patios. These areas are owned by the development but limited to the use of the adjacent townhouse owner. The common areas are indicated in white on the plan and include stormwater detention basins, open space for amenities and activities, and guest parking areas and the interior roads. All the interior roads will be privately owned and maintained by the development. This is not a site plan application. This is a preliminary subdivision plan. Most of the site plan issues will be reviewed and by staff when a site plan application is submitted, and the site plan will come to the Planning Commission as well. Staff has reviewed the preliminary subdivision plan and is confident the proposed plan meets or exceeds all of Tooele City's development requirements for multifamily development of this type and are recommending approval of the subdivision plan with the basic conditions listed in your staff report. Have any questions? Try and answer for you.
Thank you, Mr. Agard. Any questions from the Commission on this subdivision plan? Okay, hearing crickets. Does anyone want to make a motion on this agenda item?
Mr. Chair,
Mr. Jensen.
Make a motion. I move forward a positive recommendation to the City Council for the Sunset Hills preliminary subdivision plan request by Russ Talbert, representing Hallmark Homes, application number P20-520, based on the findings and subject to the conditions listed in the staff report dated July 21st, 2022.
A motion for a positive recommendation by Commissioner Jensen. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Commissioner Dunn. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take this to a vote. Commissioner Hammer?
Aye.
Commissioner Dunn?
Aye.
Commissioner Hamilton?
Aye.
Commissioner Jensen?
Aye.
Commissioner Smith?
No.
The chair also votes aye. That moves forward with a positive recommendation, 5-1. Next on the agenda, City Council reports. Councilman Hansen.
So I'm just going to stay over here.
You that's okay fine.
That? All right. We had a couple things that were discussed at the last Planning Commission meeting. One was the City Council meeting and the Planning Commission meeting. So there was the 0.2 acres on McKellar Lane that had the sixplex that was non-conforming. They never have a permit to become a sixplex when there. So, and you guys approved that, but as the City Council tabled that, requesting that the owner or the requester does a couple things. One of them was to change the lot line so it would qualify for the MR20. Because of the 0.28 with six units, it doesn't qualify. So they want them to do that ahead of time and also have an inspection of the place to make sure it's okay inside, you know. And was there anything else, Roger? I think that was it of what we requested. So we requested they bring that back. The applicant wasn't to our meeting, but so I don't know whatever happened with the applicant, but that was a request on that one. The other one was the subdivision change for commercial use for the MEH real estate on LLC at 2100 North and 4th East. They changed the 19.4 acres into 9 lots, I think, one big lot. Sean Holstey was at our meeting, and one of them was that's going to be on there is the U-Haul place that wanted to be over closer to the main drag earlier in the year. Anyway, they're going to be there. So we approved that. The Planning Commission did. We also approved that subdivision request, and sounds like he's got a few businesses going in there. That's the two things that we had together. So any questions?
Any questions for Councilman Hansen? Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda, the review and approval of the minutes held for the meeting on July 13th, 2022. Any fixes, corrections, edits to the minutes? If not, I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
I move to approve the minutes dated July 13th, 2022.
Motion for approval of the minutes by Commissioner Hammer. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Smith. Any discussion on that? We'll take this to a vote. Commissioner Hammer?
Aye.
Commissioner Dunn?
Aye.
Commissioner Hamilton?
Aye.
Commissioner Jensen?
Aye.
Commissioner Smith?
Aye.
Chair votes aye also. Those minutes are approved. Finally, we have adjournment. Anyone want to move to adjourn?
So moved.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.